Christian reaches settlement over alleged firing for Bible-themed shirts worn during Pride Month. By Amy Furr on May 25, 2025. A settlement has been reached after a man in Scott County, Iowa, accused his former employer of firing him for wearing Christian-themed t-shirts to counter its alliance with the LGBTQ agenda. Cosby Corey Cunningham sued Eaton Corporation after it endorsed so-called Pride Month, which ramps up throughout the month of June, the Iowa Capital Dispatch reported Thursday. He sued the global power management company in June 2024 and alleged it had violated his civil rights over the matter. Cunningham, who is a Christian, decided to take action when Eaton initiated a ceremony recognizing Pride Month in early June 2023, per the lawsuit. The company reportedly erected a pride flag, encouraged staff to wear certain colors, and offered pride-themed shirts for them to buy. In response, Cunningham claimed he started wearing t-shirts with Bible verses printed on them to show people at work he was sincere about his faith and beliefs. One of Cunningham's shirts reportedly said, "Pride goes before destruction, an arrogant spirit before a fall." Proverbs 16:18. Over the next 8 weeks, Eaton managers allegedly held a series of meetings with Cunningham to express their concern that his actions were perceived by others as inflammatory and that they might violate company policy, the dispatch report continued. According to the lawsuit, management refused Cunningham's requests for a religious accommodation to wear the t-shirts, threatened him with dismissal, and sent him home on at least two occasions for refusing to stop wearing the shirts. On August 23, 2023, the company fired Cunningham, the lawsuit alleges. In his lawsuit, Cunningham was represented by Robert Anderson of Atlantic, an attorney for the Pacific Justice Institute, a conservative organization that said it works to promote religious freedom and parental rights. Eaton also allegedly promoted diversity, equity, and inclusion, DEI, and Cunningham was reportedly required to attend those training meetings. During one meeting, he was allegedly targeted for his refusal to use woke pronouns, Fox News reported Sunday. Per the dispatch, Anderson did not share specific details about the recent settlement. Cunningham is not the only person in America who has spoken out against the LGBTQ agenda. In 2019, Reverend Franklin Graham hit back at the Democrat Party's push of the agenda and made a bold statement, according to Breitbart News. "I will not bow down at the altar of the LGBTQ agenda nor worship their rainbow pride flag. I'm going to stand with the Word of God, the Holy Bible, which is truth from cover to cover," he said. Cunningham is also not the only person to allegedly lose a job over the issue. In 2024, a news station employee in Ohio was fired for a post urging people to celebrate straight pride during so-called LGBTQ Pride Month. Click here to read more Breitbart News articles about Pride Month.